I'd now ask Brother Steve then to step forward and to address us upon his subject. What are you hoping for?
So what are you hoping for? You might be hoping for all sorts of things. I could ask you to shout out, I suppose, the things you're hoping for. Just to try and think about these sorts of subjects and think about it in terms of, well, it's the end of the year and we're perhaps beginning to think about next year. We perhaps think about New Year resolutions and think about what our hopes and our aspirations and our aims are for the coming year. Anybody like to suggest anything? What would you think you are hoping for as the end of the year comes and you look forward? Any ideas?
Peaceful city on top of the table.
Right, Coventry City at the top of the table, yes, and a peaceful new year, yes, good. Anything else?
Good health.
Good health, yes. So some of these things are personal, some of them are general to the rest of the world. They just make us think about what we are doing in the future and what we might like to have a think about. Let's put a bit of a list up. Perhaps we're beginning to plan our, our holidays. You know what it's like at this time of year, no sooner as the Christmas Day television come on and they start putting the adverts on for holidays and try to make us think about what we're going to do. It might be that there's a celebration coming up. Ken was telling me earlier that his daughter's going to be 50, making me feel old. It's the sort of thing that we put some planning into, isn't it? We put some effort into. We set a date and work out when it's going to be. It might be that, like me, you've got a worn-out old car that needs replacing, and you start saying, well, I wonder which model I'm going to buy and how I'm going to work out what it is. It may be you're due to move house and you've been planning that. You may be upsizing or downsizing or booking for your first house to buy. They're all things that we spend a lot of effort and a lot of energy on. It might be that you're planning to have lots of money. It might be that you're planning that you can have that sort of hope that you might get a lot more cash somehow. It might be that you're in business and you're hoping that you can grow your business, that you can expand and develop your business and your opportunities. It might be that you feel a bit lonely and you say, well, what I'm hoping for is that I'll have lots of friends, I'll have lots of company, lots of people that I can share activities with. You might be hoping for a happy family. It's not always the case, sadly, and you might want to think of that as something that you were thinking and aspiring to. And maybe it's something better. Maybe it's something longer term. We had mention already of world peace and thinking of that as an objective, then a time of peace and happiness ahead would be something to think about. Now, talking about this subject at this time of year, I had wondered whether I would have children in the audience and I'd have a conversation with them about what they were hoping for. You know, it might be the latest Lego, it might be the latest piece of dolly equipment from Frozen, such as my little granddaughter keeps talking about. The children develop their hopes, don't they? And they base them on whether Santa has heard what they're asking for. We took our grandchildren on the Santa Express on the Severn Valley Railway last weekend and they had that conversation with Santa Claus. So yes, there are things we hope for, there are things that we look forward to. So I expect that in the coming week or so, you'll have at least perhaps some celebration of the Christmas season in your household. Something that we've been thinking about. We know when it's going to be. It's December the 25th or Boxing Day or New Year's Day or whatever it is, some activity that you've got planned. And we hope that the Christmas cards will come in. They've probably already come in and we're trying to find enough space on the mantelpiece for them. We hope that the presents will arrive. It's something we look forward to. It's something that gives us pleasure. Indeed, the giving of presents is something that gives us pleasure as we think about these things. And we hope for that party, that family get-together, that time of company and fellowship and family that we can have and enjoy together. Oh yes, and surely there will be Christmas cake that we might share together. And there's a message, isn't there? And that is that 2015 is coming to its end and 2016 is beginning. That time is passing, that another year has gone by, another year in which many things have happened and the world around us moves on and we wonder about what's going to happen and how things will work out. We said we might have planned a holiday and say, yes, I'm going to jet off to wherever it is or have a holiday in this country or whatever we do. And we study the brochures. We get all those colourful brochures from our travel agent and work out when we're going to go. We probably book the date, we book the time off, or we set the date in our diary and say, yes, that's when I'm going to go, that's when I'm going to have my holiday. And we save up for it. We save up and make our booking. We sign a contract for our holiday with the supplier. And we look forward to it. It's something that we seek in our lives, a time of rest and relaxation, a time when we can get away from it all and explore new places and so on. And we hope it's okay. There have been a fair few incidents where it's not been okay, where there's been some disaster or some incident and folks have had to come back early from their holiday or not get to their holiday, and people have that kind of challenge to face as well. We hope the weather's good if you're holidaying in this country, I suppose, more than in other places. But yes, we hope that that's going to happen and we get our time of rest and relaxation. It's soon gone, isn't it? It's soon disappeared. It's a transient pleasure, isn't it, that we have, that our holiday comes and goes and we say, oh yes, it's over now. Back to work, back to normal day-to-day life. We mentioned a new car as we were thinking about the things that we do, and we get out our copy of What Car or Parker's price lists and all of those things. We look at them and try and decide what we're going to buy. We again save up and we order our new car, and we're waiting for it to come. We're hoping that it will come. If we're buying a brand new one, perhaps they haven't got one in the showroom, we've ordered it and we don't quite know the date. In this case, we don't quite know when it will be, but we hope that it will be soon because we're looking forward to it. We're wanting it to come. We're willing it to come. And one day it does. Turns up at the showroom, it turns up on our drive perhaps, but then it needs a service and it gets old and it wears out and it needs replacing. A bit like us in some ways, isn't it? We heard the definition of hope in our reading that we had from Romans chapter 8. It said that we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. When we've been hoping for our new car to come, it's something that we've been looking forward to, we've been hoping for, and then it's here, and we're not hoping for it anymore. Why does one still hope for what he sees. But we are saved by hope. Things that we look forward to keep us going through life, don't they? They're things that we look forward to and we say, oh, I'm hoping for that, I'm hoping for that. Perhaps we set our holiday as a marker in our lives as something that we build towards and we say, oh, if I could just get through the next few weeks to my holiday. Yes, those things are something that we look forward to. But if we hope for what we do not see, then we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Well, yes, with perseverance, with frustration sometimes, with concern as to whether everything's going to work out, perhaps. But yes, we look forward to those things. Hebrews 11 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we've seen some examples, haven't we, of where there's faith involved. Faith that the airline company will put the flight on. Faith that the hotel that we've booked does look like what it said in the brochure, and indeed that it will be finished and ready for us. And that the hotel will actually live up to our expectations and that there won't be problems. They are faith in things that we hope for in that kind of way. We said we could be hoping for a new house. Again, we study for it, don't we? We read the adverts and we try and work out which is the right one for us. We search and work out which is the right one for us, get our right move and look for it. We work on the money and how we're going to pay for it, and we hope we can get it. We hope we're not gazumped or we're not beaten to it in some other way. And then we sign on the dotted line and fill in all the paperwork that our solicitor works on. We hope we're going to be happy there. We hope the neighbours are okay. We hope the house is in good condition. And when it's ours, yes, well, it's in good condition, or perhaps it's a project, of course, and we get it into good condition, but then it needs attention and work. All the time, there's that same sort of idea, isn't there, in these things, that we study something, we get ready for it, we hope for it, and then it needs our help and our maintenance to get it done. It's the same with a job, isn't it? Here we are, the juggling of all the elements of a job. We look at the adverts, we try the agencies, we apply, we hope to get it, and perhaps we do. Perhaps we're the person who gets through the interview process and gets selected for that job. And then we hope we can do it, and we hope we keep it, and we don't get made redundant and lose it in some way. Here's the businessman. He's wondering whether he's going to try and develop his business bigger. And again, he researches it and he does a business plan to see whether everything will work out. And he gets the finance together, goes to the bank and sorts all that out and hopes it prospers. And we give it everything, perhaps, for a time. And know that still we can have problems and be bankrupt and so on. The Bible has a story about that, doesn't it? One of Jesus' parables. A man who has got a thriving business and says, what shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops? He got so much produce from his farm, he didn't know what to do about it. And so he decides he's going to knock his existing barn down and build a bigger one. He's going to grow his business. He's going to invest more in the things that he's doing. And in the parable, I'll say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Here's a man whose hopes have been met as far as his business is concerned. He's got his business working well, and he thinks he can sit back and enjoy himself for a while. But God said to him, fool, this night thy soul shall be required of you, And then whose will these things be which you have provided? Who's going to have all this? I always think as I read this that the man who'd got too much stuff to get into his barn ought to have given it away, hadn't he? He should have given it to the poor. He should have done something else, not just knocked down his barns and built greater. So is he that lays up for himself. So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. If we have our right objectives in our lives, if we seek the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added unto you, says Jesus. For it is your Father's good will, good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sometimes I think we forget this, you know, that that's God's intention. We had elements of it in our readings from Romans chapter 8, the same idea that the Lord God has found people who he thinks will be fit for his kingdom and is willing to help and support them as they get on that journey. Well, we had money on our list, didn't we? And, well, these aren't the figures for this week or next week or last week. They're just a random selection. But there are so many people, aren't there, who rely on that as their hope. They hope they're going to get loads and loads of money. They hope that they're going to get a fortune and do well in that way. And the Bible, again, has advice for that sort of situation. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment with these, we shall be content. For the love of money is the root of all evil. So that way of life, seeking after money, isn't something that takes us in the right direction. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. We said we could be hoping for good friends. That might be what we're looking for. If we just had some nice company, some people we could meet with and spend time with whose company we enjoyed, seeking friendship, having people around us. And again, we have hopes about it, hoping that it will last, hoping that they will like us and we will like them, hoping we don't fall out over things, hoping that we've got common objectives and a shared hope. That's one of the blessings, isn't it, of life following the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all heading in the same direction. We've all got the same objectives in the things that we do. There's some thoughts about a happy family. Again, we hope to marry and have children and that they're healthy, and we hope that they do well, that we have a happy time together, and we hope to share our hopes, as I managed to get on the end there. Yes, we hope that that sort of thing is perhaps available to us, though not all of us choose it or are able to have it. There was mention of Coventry City earlier. Here we are. We hope we're healthy and fit. We hope we've taken exercise and we look after our diet so that it gives us a long life. And indeed, we could then hope for eternal life, life of great health on into the future. Because real health is what we ought to be hoping for. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16, the best known words of the Bible, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now there's something to hope for, something to look forward to. So, what are we hoping for? Well, the thing about hope is you need to get on with it. It's no good having hope and then doing nothing about it, because you won't get anywhere. For him that is joined to all living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion, says the Bible's Ecclesiastes. While you're living, you can hope. You can try for the things that you want, but at the end of your life, there's no chance of that. The grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. No, the opportunity's gone. It's not there anymore. So what are we hoping for? Well, let's think of a way forward. In all the things that we talked about earlier, there was an element of reading and study. And it applies to the Bible's hope as well. To study the Bible, to believe it, to make a decision, the decision to be baptized. And as we heard in the reference to the rich man who lost everything, saving up treasure in heaven, doing the things that lead to God's kingdom, and hoping for it because we believe it's going to come very soon. We talk about the troubled world around us. Well, it's something to be hopeful about and to rejoice about, that hope of eternal life that won't end, that won't wear out, that will be part of the things that we need. The kingdom of God on earth is a wonderful time to look forward to. The day which he counted worthy to attain to that age and the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die any more, for they're equal to the angels and are the sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. You don't die anymore. It's a wonderful life to look forward to. The fact is, life isn't always easy, is it? Life often comes with problems and troubles, and our world is a world full of trouble. There's all sorts of war and disputes going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria particularly at the moment. And a world which has lots of tragedy, lots of troubles around it. There will be signs in the sun, moon and stars and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. It's nice and warm, isn't it, today? Global warming, is that? Warmest December for umpteen years, and all of those facts and figures, the warmest December night for years and years. The world's in a rather peculiar state, rather odd kind of worlds that we live in. All that trouble in places like Syria and all this stuff about ISIS and the troubles that there are that the world is trying but struggling to solve. All of those things happening as signs. Then they shall see the Son of Man, see the Lord Jesus Christ coming in a cloud with power and great glory, says Luke chapter 21. And how much it needs that, to get rid of the war, to get rid of the tragedy, to get rid of the suffering of people in Damascus and wherever, to get rid of the floods and the earthquakes and the problems of the world around us. These two, can they sort it out? I suspect they're going to struggle. It needs the Lord Jesus Christ. So what about our lives? We've got our hopes, but they come with fears. They make our plans and our aspirations, but that brings our worries and our concerns and our problems. What we need to do is to have a better plan, a plan that involves the Bible and its message and the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be anxious, your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, don't be anxious about tomorrow. The Lord God has promised that his kingdom will come. He's promised in those words that he won't forget the sort of lives that we've led and the things that we've done, that we can have the full assurance of hope to the end. Yes, that's what we ought to have. We ought not to be sluggish, and we ought to be imitating those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It's what we look forward to. God promised those things, and he promised them very strongly. We might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on this hope set before us. We ought to have this hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, even Jesus having become high priest forever. Yes, we ought to be looking forward to the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be looking forward to him and the hope he brings. The Apostle Paul, talking to the people in Athens, said, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they would grope for him and find him, though he's not far from every one of us. He commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man who he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. So what are we hoping for in 2016? Wouldn't it be great to say, well, I hope to be baptized, if we've not made that decision yet, to make that connection, to sign the contract, if you like, with the Lord God. I hope to join a Christadelphian ecclesia and have that fellowship and that friendship and that bonding that takes us together and strengthens one another. I hope to serve the Lord God, Jesus, and my neighbours. We live a life of service to him. I hope to receive eternal life in God's wonderful kingdom. Yes, those are better things to look forward to, aren't they? Things that we can have as a real hope, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. As we said, we need to stop and think about these things, because time is running out. Thank you very much.